You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into this Thursday, January 21st edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host of the podcast, Ryan Latica. And if you're listening in on any one of your favorite podcasting platforms, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anyone else, I appreciate you tuning in. This episode will also be published as a video podcast on the Nine News website as part of that partnership between the Locked On Podcast Network and Nine News and Tegna. So I'm thrilled to be able to continue on in that partnership and be able to post a video podcast episode every week as well. So there wasn't a whole lot that happened with the Colorado Rockies since I talked to you last earlier this week. It was either on Monday or Tuesday. So I figured I kind of just jump right into to the episode that I have planned for you. During my last episode, I broke down the June 2021 month for the Rockies. And now today I will go through the month of July for the upcoming 2021 season as part of my continuation of my 2021 season preview series. So without further ado, I'm going to just kind of jump right in here. The Rockies will begin the month in the middle of that 7-game homestand that they ended the month of June in. The Rockies had already played 3 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates to end the month of June. So they will kick off the month of July with 4 games against the St. Louis Cardinals from July 1st through the 4th. That is a Thursday through Sunday series before having that Monday, July 5th off. And then after that off day, they will fly to Phoenix, Arizona to begin a 6-game road trip. They'll play the first 3 games of that road trip in Phoenix against the Arizona Diamondbacks at Chase Field. That'll be over July 6th through the 8th. That'll be a Tuesday through Thursday series. And then they will play 3 games against the San Diego Padres. They'll fly out to San Diego to Petco Park. That series will start on July the 9th through the 11th. So that'll be a Friday through Sunday series. So after that 6-game road trip, then the All-Star break rolls around. The Rockies will have 4 days off for the All-Star break, July 12th through the 15th. It'll be the 91st annual Midsummer Classic. It'll be held at Truist Park in Atlanta, formerly SunTrust Park. The game will take place tentatively on July 13th. Obviously, this is all tentative just because, I mean, with the ever-evolving situation with the coronavirus, nothing is set in stone yet. But tentatively scheduled for July 13th, I would assume the Home Run Derby would take place on July the 12th, as it always has, the day before the All-Star game. So the Rockies will have those 4 days off in the middle of July, as always. So then they'll begin the second half of the season with a 5-game homestand beginning on July the 16th. They will play 3 games against the Los Angeles Dodgers again at Coors Field from July 16th through the 18th. That'll be a Friday through Sunday series before another day off on the 19th. That is another Monday day off for the Rockies. And then they'll be back in action on Tuesday when the Seattle Mariners come into town for a quick little 2-game set from July 20th through the 21st. And then another day off on that Thursday before the Rockies will fly to Los Angeles to begin a crucial 10-game California road trip. That'll be a daunting road trip for the Rockies at that point in the season. So they'll start off with 3 against the Los Angeles Dodgers again, July 23rd through the 25th. That'll be a Friday through Sunday series. And then they'll drive 32 minutes south and play 3 games against the Los Angeles Angels at Angel Stadium from July the 26th through the 28th on Monday through Wednesday. And then they'll drive an hour and a half south of there to San Diego again to play 4 more against the San Diego Padres to round out the month from July the 29th. It'll leak into August a little bit, July 29th through August the 1st. That'll be a Thursday through Sunday series. So obviously with the All-Star break mixed in there, it'll be a little bit of a shorter month for the Rockies, which will certainly be good considering that they have that daunting 10-game California road trip happening at the end of July. So that'll really be a test to see what the Rockies are made of to begin the second half of the season. It'll be interesting to see where they are in the standings, how they performed to that point entering that really long California road trip, especially coming off of a 5-game homestand. So overall, the Rockies will play four against the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll play three against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll square off against the San Diego Padres for seven games, and then six against the Los Angeles Dodgers, both at Coors and at Dodger Stadium, and then two against the Seattle Mariners. And then finally, three games against the Los Angeles Angels to round out the month of July. So that's four games against the National League Central, 16 against the National League West, and then five against the American League West. And the Rockies also have three more days off, and that's not including the 4 days off during the All-Star break as well. So really technically seven, but official days off, three more. That adds up to 13 total to this point in the regular season. Now, before I get into my takeaways from the month of July in 2021 for the Rockies, I do want to tell you a little bit about betonline.ag. The NFL regular season has already wrapped up, and we are headed straight into conference championship weekend coming up here this weekend. And so there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. And I also want to tell you a little bit about rockauto.com as well. With the ever-increasing numbers of automotive makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpeting. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Welcome back to this Thursday, January 21st edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast. As always, I am your host, Ryan Latica, and I appreciate you tuning in today. So I have just kind of broken down the month of July in the upcoming 2021 season for you, for the Colorado Rockies. If you missed any of my previous, if this is the first one you're tuning in, you missed the previous months, you can find them on any one of your favorite podcasting platforms. But now I kind of want to get into my takeaways from the month of July in the 2021 season for the Rockies. So as I mentioned earlier, they had 13 off days to this point in the season, 13 total off days. Technically, it'll be 17 because of those 4 days off during the All-Star break. But I mean, 13 official off days, they can, you know, those will certainly come in handy if the Rockies end up having games postponed due to COVID. Obviously that depends on other teams' schedules as well, but it's good to see that flexibility kind of being built into the schedule, considering Major League Baseball will face more adversity regarding playing every game this season than they have in any other season up to this point. So it's good to kind of see them really kind of foreseeing that they're probably going to run into trouble. The Rockies haven't had any super daunting, you know, stretches where they have to play like 25 games in 26 days or anything like that. So that's certainly encouraging to see. And it will be, again, a majority against the National League West in July, including 13 games against the top two teams in the NL West, the Dodgers and the Padres. So the Rockies, we'll really see what they're made of, again, as I mentioned earlier. Especially starting on that big California road trip near the end of the month. So I also want to kind of break down the series against the Los Angeles Angels. If you've been listening into any one of my other episodes throughout this whole series, I've been kind of breaking down teams to really keep an eye on, to really keep an eye on as the Rockies progress through the 2021 season. So I want to kind of talk about the Angels here, because the Angels are a really interesting team. They obviously have a lot of great guys. They have the best player in baseball, Mike Trout. Mike Trout has only actually played 14 career games against the Rockies, which, I mean, obviously with the two, with the Angels and the Rockies being in separate leagues, that's not surprising. I would have thought it would have been a little bit more, but in 14 games against the Rockies, Mike Trout has gone 19 for 52. He has hit two doubles, four homers. He has stolen five bags, and he's only struck out six times against 12 walks. So just like he does against every other team in baseball, the best player in baseball tears up the Rockies whenever the Angels play Colorado as well. The Rockies will also see Anthony Rendon well into his second season with the Angels. Obviously, in 2020, his debut season in LA got cut short, but in 52 games, he's still impressed. He slashed .286, .418, .497 with the Angels. That's batting average, on base percentage, and slugging percentage, with a .915 OPS and a .151 OPS plus. Now, if you're not super familiar with what OPS plus is, that's okay. I'll tell you. OPS plus is essentially just a park adjusted offensive metric used by Baseball Reference. Obviously, you've heard me talk about weighted runs created plus. That's just FanGraphs park adjusted offensive metric. But OPS plus is just park adjusted OPS used by Baseball Reference, where 100 is league average and anything higher than 100 is that percentage better than league average. So Anthony Rendon, a 151 OPS plus in the 2020 season, was 51% better than league average offensively in the 2020 season. So obviously you have to take that with a grain of salt. It was only 60 games, and in baseball you need a much bigger sample size to be able to judge practically anything. But I mean, he still did pretty well in his first season with LA, and we'll certainly expect to see that continue as well. So to get into a little bit of the series history here, the Rockies went 1-2 against the Angels in 2020 and 2-2 against the Angels in 2018. Obviously it's not super worth going any further back than that. They didn't play the Angels in 2017. And 2017 was, you know, that's kind of the barometer that I use to judge over the last few years. That's kind of when the contention window started. But I mean, they only played the three games last year against the Angels and four games a couple of years ago. So not a whole lot of history to go off, not a very large sample size. But you need to really be wary of the studs that they have in that lineup. Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon. They also have Shohei Ohtani, who is actually, last time I checked, destined for an arbitration hearing with the Angels. So, you know, to quote MLB Random Stats on Twitter, to be a fly on the wall for that. And then as well as Albert Pujols. I mean, that dude can still hit, even though the injuries have started to catch up to him over the last few years, especially in his lower half and his legs. Albert Pujols can still hit. He can still hit homers, and he can still hit for power. So need to be wary of Albert Pujols as well. The Angels also just signed Jose Quintana yesterday to a one-year, $8 million deal. I guess this will be 2 days ago once you're listening to this now. But a one-year, $8 million deal, most recently spent the last few years with the Chicago Cubs. He was traded to the Cubs from the White Sox, where he spent the first 6 years of his career. But I was really pleased to see this just as a perspective for the Angels. You got to get Mike Trout more help up there. I mean, the dude has only played in three career postseason games. He needs more help up here, up there in Los Angeles. So it's certainly good to see that the Angels, making signings like these and acquisitions to kind of get him some help, because it's just terrible that the best player in baseball has only three career postseason games. And, you know, they got swept in those three games. So Jose Quintana will hopefully be able to help the Angels out a little bit. I mean, I've always liked the Angels. You know, they're a fun team. They got some fun guys. And I really want to see Mike Trout have some postseason success. I'm sure I'm not alone in that sentiment. But Jose Quintana, nine-year veteran. He only appeared in four games for the Cubs in 2020. His last full season of work was in 2019. He posted a 4.68 ERA in 171 innings pitched. He struck out 152 guys to only 46 walks. So the strikeout to walk ratio is certainly in pretty good shape. But he only posted a 93 ERA plus. And ERA plus works in a similar fashion to OPS plus. So Jose Quintana as a pitcher was 7% worse than league average in the 2019 season. So it kind of seems like his best days are behind him. His best days obviously occurred with the Chicago White Sox, but his ERA plus has been 14% worse over about 3.5 seasons with the Cubs than it was in 6 years with the White Sox. But we'll just have to kind of wait and see what we see from Jose Quintana in the 2021 season. Hopefully he'll be able to get Mike Trout some help in really improving that team and hopefully making a postseason push before Trout is out of his prime. So these games in July really kind of mark the beginning of when it gets real for Colorado, especially in the second half of the season when they really need to pick up wins against teams that they're really expected to beat. Not that that's the Angels necessarily, because obviously they do have quite a few studs on that team, And just as a baseball fan, I hope to see the Angels do really well. But I mean, teams like Seattle and Arizona, especially, who the Rockies are both going to play in the month of July, those are the teams that the Rockies really need to beat. They cannot lose series two, especially when it's getting this late in the season, you know, getting started with the second half of the year. You know, and you never know what that close race, what the National League West race will look like. I mean, I've gone on record saying that I don't believe that the Rockies will contend in the 2021 season, but just in case they prove me wrong, because they proved me wrong in the past, games against Seattle and Arizona, especially, are the ones that they need to win. So before I wrap up this episode with the All-Star break coming in the month of July, I do want to give you a quick little segment near the end here, giving my All-Star speculation. So I just essentially would just want to give you my predictions for who the Rockies All-Stars will be in the 2021 season. Obviously, you got to say Nolan Arenado. He's been an All-Star for the last few years. Trevor Story as well. I think those two are slam dunks to make the All-Star team, assuming that they just perform up to their up to how they're expected to perform. And also the fact that both of these players are scheduled to become free agents after the 2021 season. I bet you the 2021 campaign will be used to audition for other teams as they get closer to the offseason, because Nolan and Trevor's only under contract for the 2021 season. Nolan has an opt-out after this year. So both of these players will probably be auditioning for other teams. So I think that they'll have huge years. And then I also want to go out on a limb and say Germán Márquez will be the first Rockies All-Star pitcher since Greg Holland in the 2017 season when the All-Star game was held in Marlins Park in Miami. I don't have any evidence to back that up. It's just a feeling that I have. I wanted to kind of make a bold prediction, go out on a limb here and say that Germán Márquez, the Rockies' up-and-coming strikeout artist on the mound, will make the All-Star team in the 2021 season. So that'll just about do it for this edition of Locked On Rockies. Before I let you go, I do want to tell you a little bit about Locked On MLB as well. Join Walking Baseball Encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan, please call him Sully, every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews, routine check-ins from Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts, and insightful analysis of the day's biggest stories. Locked On MLB is the single best source for daily baseball talk. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. So again, that'll just about do it for this edition of the Locked On Rockies podcast. You can get in touch with the show at LO Rockies on Twitter. You can also follow my personal Twitter account at Ryan Latica. My last name is displayed on the screen if you're tuning in on Nine News website. But if not, it is spelled L-A-D-I-K-A. And I appreciate you tuning in, and I'll see you again on Friday for the month of August in my 2021 season preview series. Again, I'll see you on Friday. Take care, everyone.